From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jane Matherglass. A Rolla City Council member has resigned because of a 2012 conviction for possessing marijuana. As Jonathan All reports, the move came hours before a hearing to determine if he would be allowed to keep his seat.
The Phelps County prosecutor filed a complaint against Daniel Jones, saying a felony conviction on drug charges from Jones's past made him ineligible to serve in elected office under state law. That matter was headed to court on Friday, but Jones resigned late Thursday. He says he thinks he was going to lose and couldn't afford an appeal.
The cheapest route that I could see going forward would have been $15,000 to $20,000, and I'm not comfortable putting my name to that and asking anybody to pay that, much less myself and my family.
Jones says he still uses marijuana and plans to continue being an advocate for medical and recreational use in Missouri. Reporting from Rolla, I'm Jonathan All.
The National Weather Service has issued flash flood watches and advisories across parts of Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma after a night of heavy rain. In Kansas, wind gusts of more than 70 miles per hour downed trees and power poles last night. The storm left more than 9,000 Westar Energy customers without power at the peak of the storm, leading to school closures. Missouri State Transportation Department reports that about 40 roads are closed because of flooding, mostly in the western part of the state. The Missouri Levee and Drainage District Association warned in an email that rains will cause water levels in the Missouri River and its tributaries to rise again. The email says the threat of flash flooding will continue for the next few days. The state attorney general's office says Governor Mike Parson should not have used the First Amendment to justify redacting parts of certain public records. Parson redacted information such as phone numbers, addresses, and emails of people who contacted his office, saying it was because citizens wouldn't reach out to his office if they knew their personal information might become public. Attorney General Eric Schmidt wrote in a letter that Governor Parson was wrong to withhold information from the public and said nonpartisan legal experts agreed that the governor's actions were unlawful. Deputy Attorney General Justin Smith noted in a letter yesterday that Missouri's Sunshine Law declares the state's commitment to openness in government. Transparency advocates also criticized Parson's policy, saying it was an obvious violation of the open records law. Kansas City leaders have approved two ordinances aimed at keeping firearms out of the hands of minors. The Kansas City Star reports one ordinance approved yesterday makes it a local offense for minors to have handguns. The other prohibits adults from recklessly giving minors guns without parental permission. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas says the idea behind the ordinances is to give police tools to seize firearms from minors. Lucas's general counsel, Jane Pansing Brown, says there is a federal law barring minors from possessing handguns, but she said it's rarely enforced by federal prosecutors. Councilmember Brandon Ellington abstained from the vote. He argued that the measures unnecessarily duplicated existing state and federal law and that most homicides don't involve minors. I'm Jane Matherglass, KBIA News, Columbia.